This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Well, there's so many people who I've met that, gosh, they have 5 houses, they have 10 houses, they have 20 houses. And for some reason, they feel like they have to have a separate LLC for each property. And I know why they feel that way. Somebody's told them, oh my gosh, if you have all 10 properties inside one LLC, and know that LLC gets hit with a lawsuit, you're going to lose all the equity inside there. Well, if you're doing things wrong, that's absolutely correct. You will lose all the equity. But there's a very simple strategy where you can protect yourself from losing all the equity if you put all the properties inside one LLC. And what is that strategy? That strategy is the dual LLC strategy. For the most part, all you need is 2 LLCs. Even if you have 500 properties, just the use of 2 LLCs is going to give you some pretty darn strong asset protection. And stop and think about that, by the way. If right now you're running with 4 or 5 LLCs, between me and you, you know it's an accounting nightmare. It's a hassle to keep up with everything on that. And so if we can knock that down to 2 LLCs, what do you think? Is that going to make your life easier? Yeah, probably. Okay, let's go into the strategy. This is what you do. Whenever you acquire any real estate, whenever you're going to be buying and holding that real estate, go ahead and acquire it in LLC number one. So if you have 5 properties, they're all in the name of LLC number one. If you have 50 properties, they're all in the name of LLC number one. If you have 5,000 properties, they're all in the name of LLC number one. Then what you do is you set up the second LLC. And as soon as you acquire any property in LLC number one, what you do is you sell an option on that property over to LLC number two. So LLC number two is sitting off on the sidelines. It's not doing anything. And since it does nothing, it's not going to be incurring liability. But LLC number two, via the option, is going to be controlling the equity inside LLC number one. So LLC number one, it's running and gunning. It's doing all sorts of real estate deals. And now let's say somebody hits LLC number one with a massive lawsuit. It's a $500 gazillion lawsuit, and they actually win that lawsuit, and they start going after the assets inside LLC number one. What happens? LLC number two over here, it has options on all of the equity. It controls all of the equity inside LLC number one. And these are all pre-existing, and they've all been filed with the county recorder's office. So if you will, think of them as a first mortgage, a second mortgage. And the judgment against LLC number one is a third or fourth mortgage. In short, LLC number two has lien priority. It can suck out all the equity, and all the equity is now protected inside LLC number two that is not a part of the lawsuit.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Berry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.